everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap and Mitchell Radio Program. Today's October 6, 2018. We're here live for the next 2 hours. And as always, it's going to be an action-packed, knowledge-filled show. So sit down, strap yourselves in, crank up the volume. Get all your note-taking materials ready because we've got a lot of stuff coming down here. Now, as you know, if you're a trustworthy and loyal listener, you know that I start my day with a fresh cup of Joe from the Sefco Hilltop here in Cameron. So you need to go there and get yours because they got a great special going on. Two 32-ounce Powerades for $2.50. And that's very important because we've got a great special going on from Clem McKeska's, another one of our sponsors. I was talking to Pam there. She's got a great special on the catfish baskets, either large or small. You mentioned that you heard it there on the radio, and they will throw in an extra piece of fish. And if you like catfish like I do, that extra piece of fish is great. So then when you get your catfish, you go to Sefco, get your two Powerades, 32-ounce Powerades for $2.50, and you wash it all down, and everybody's happy. So check it out, okay? We're simulcasting here on KMIL 105.1 FM right here, right now, and also at KRXT 98.5 FM out of Rockdale. The number here is 254-697-6633. Put it into your memory. Push the button. Give me a call. Give me your comments, your thoughts, ideas, whatever it is. Well, let's get an interactive show going on here. Now, you can contact us here, like I said, at 254-697-6633 or email at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com or go directly to the website aaronsgunshop.com. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. I cannot emphasize enough how much great information is on those YouTube videos with special guests learning how to use weapons and just a whole bunch of different things that can help you in all of your gun carrying needs or your legal aspects, a lot of things. Attorney Rick Dodd and Benton Ross Watson, we have great conversations over great topics, and you can learn a lot through that. So subscribe to the YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram. Now, let me tell you what's coming up on the show here with some show highlights. We got four more stories of self-defense from the Concealed Carry magazine. And every week I read stories like this for all of us to learn from, what to do and what not to do if we're ever caught in a similar situation. So it's always good to take notes. This week's License to Carry Attorney segment, sponsored by Coppolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm, will be our very own super attorney, Rick Dodd. This week's topic is freedom versus security. Are we losing our freedoms with more and more security procedures in place? I'm not sure. I have a feeling. But Rick's going to break it down for us in that segment. So that'll be a pretty interesting segment. Today's tactical snacking segment with the delicious Janae Goodman will be covering pumpkins. Halloween is right around the corner, so Janae is going to get us in the spirit. Did you catch that? Joel, you're smiling. At least you got it. At 11 a.m., the voice of law enforcement, retired police chief Randy Dixon, the curator of common sense, the epitome of encyclopedia, the duke of decency, an all-around good guy, Randy Dixon is the voice of law enforcement. Now, this week's product spotlight, sponsored by ANC Firearms, is the Ruger Mark IV 22 Long Rifle Pistol, a pistol that has continued to develop beautifully since its creation. Go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the Facebook page, and watch my short video to see how it looks. Then call ANC Firearms at 254-983-4417. Tell them you heard it on the radio here, and then go ahead and buy it. It's a great gun. I've got one here, but mine's a Mark II, but it'll show you the basic outline in case you're not familiar with what the gun is, and we'll go over the specific details. My special guest today has been on the show before, and from all the comments I receive, you seem to enjoy him. So I've asked him on again, and he eagerly agreed. My special guest will be me. Okay. I know. What a letdown. I've got some things I want to discuss, though, so we're going to do that during the interview section. Then, before the end of the show, Master Cindy Key here once again to physically abuse me for your benefit and amusement. Master Key owns Central Texas Martial Arts Academy in Rockdale, and she comes in usually every Saturday around 5 to noon, and she gives us a little sampling of what you can do for self-defense. So lots of things coming up on the show. And we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to get into our self-defense stories in true life, and then we'll do my opinion piece. So we'll see you on the other side, and look forward to it. Mm-hmm. This segment of Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program is being brought to you by Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, LLC. Have you been arrested? Are you in jail and want to get out? Call Twin Pistol Bail Bonds at 254-697-6035. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds accepts credit cards and debit cards. Call-ins are also accepted. Conduct your business privately in the Twin Pistol Bail Bonds offices, which are located directly across from the Milam County Sheriff's Office at 707 West 4th Street in Cameron. You're in jail and you want to get out. Let Twin Pistol Bail Bonds help. Call Twin Pistol Bail Bonds now at 254-697-6035 and ask for Dustin Thomas or Lisa Roden. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, 254-697-6035.
This next segment is made possible by Clem Bekeska's Barbecue in Cameron.
That's right, everybody. A little bit more. We've got not just a little bit more, but we got a lot more. Now, I want to make a disclaimer here. Ladies and gentlemen, I had a very rough night, okay? I've got injuries. You can't see them. And they cause an incredible amount of discomfort. I did not get very much sleep at all. And I think I've done something to counter that to the point where I'm thinking quicker than I can speak. So I'm getting a little tongue-tied. So if you hear that, that's probably the reason. Now, here we are in the segment that we're doing true stories of self-defense. And I got it out of the Concealed Carry Magazine, August-September issue. And we got four of them here. So let's start off with number one. North Carolina man defends against unprovoked knife attack. A Lanier County man was checking his dog's pens one day when his neighbor attacked him with a knife, badly slashing his side. The wounded man fired a shot that failed to stop his attacker. After being slashed a second time, the victim fired again, wounding the assailant in the shoulder and finally driving him off. Responding police arrested the attacker, whom witnesses described as being mentally unstable. Now, my commentary on this, ladies and gentlemen, this is very important. When you're in a self-defense situation like that, and you take a shot, you must make sure the threat has been stopped completely. Okay, I'm not talking killing somebody. If that may be a byproduct of you protecting yourself, but it wasn't the intent. However, when somebody's attacking you and you shoot, you can't just give up your guard thinking, oh, bullets in, did the deed, blah, blah, blah. They can still recover depending on where the shot was placed, the size of the caliber, the damage, the mental aggression being towards you, or maybe some chemical products in the assailant himself, so it's countering the shots. You must make sure that the shooting or the threat is over, okay? So that's a good lesson to learn off of that story. Now, story number two. Utah man fights back against home invader. A Salt Lake City man was at home one evening when an acquaintance kicked in the front door of his residence and attacked him. The resident quickly retrieved a gun from a back room and shot the intruder, hitting him in the leg and ending the attack. Investigators said the shooting was in self-defense. Story number two. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you should know by now what I'm about to say. I always say to get your gun first. This guy didn't have a chance, so he did the next best thing. He got it as quick as he could. Okay? So if you're caught off guard and you don't have it, that's one story. But if you hear something weird, get your gun first and check it out. This guy didn't have a chance, so he went to it as quick as he could. Story number three. Texas liquor store clerk shoots attacker. An acquaintance of a San Antonio liquor store employee came to the store and started an argument. When things turned hostile, the employee told the man repeatedly to back away. Rather than comply, the instigator cornered the employee and disregarded repeated demands to back off. At that point, cornered and fearing for his life, the employee drew a pistol and fired on the assailant, killing him. Police said the shooter would not face charges since it was self-defense shooting. Now, here's my commentary on that one. When cornered and in fear for your life, your options become limited. Not listening to repeated warnings is like a coyote not running away from you in broad daylight. Something is definitely wrong with man and animal. And if that's the case, being rational, trying to do all the good things you're supposed to do, sometimes it doesn't work and it gets down to brute force or deadly force, whatever it may be, to stop the situation, okay? So when you're cornered and with limited options, you have to do what you feel you have to do. Story number four. Wisconsin concealed carry holder stops early morning carjacking. A 21-year-old man held a 24-year-old Milwaukee concealed carry permit holder at gunpoint in a carjacking attempt. Fortunately, the concealed carrier was armed, and he used his pistol to defend himself by firing on the robber, killing him. The shooter stayed at the scene, cooperated with investigators, and voluntarily gave them a statement. His assailant, despite his youth, was already a felon twice over for felony battery and burglary. Now, my commentary. If you point a gun at me and give me the opportunity to draw mine, you're in deep you-know-what. Just like this carjacker had it happen to him. So, ladies and gentlemen, you got to wait your turn. If you're caught off guard, somebody's got a gun pointed at you, obviously we're not going to draw unless you think it's the moment and you got no other choice. But we always want to wait for our turn to fight back. Take advantage of when he's not looking, he does something stupid, and then take the opportunity to do whatever it is you have to do. Okay, so those were four stories of self-defense, and we can always learn from those. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm running a little bit long, so I'm going to get right into my opinion piece. As always, I have an opinion. Some people like it, some people don't, but, you know, that's how it goes. I've titled this one, Personal Gun Modifications. Ladies and gentlemen, personal gun modifications. I'm all for them and totally against them at the same time. Now, you may think this makes for a confusing opinion piece, but in reality, it's pretty simple. Let me start off by saying it this way. Guns are likened to an abacus, as gun modifications are to a calculator. What the heck does that mean? You're probably Googling what an abacus is, being that it's not used much anymore. But for those of you who don't know, it's a very basic adding and subtracting device. So what do I mean when I say that? Well, a gun in its most basic form gets the job done. In mathematics, the abacus does the same thing. These devices left in their basic forms can be learned and used by anyone. However, when modifications or customizations are done to these devices, then there is the possibility that not anyone or everyone can use them with ease, speed, and efficiency. That can cause problems if an emergency arises. Under stress, the body does not respond the same as it would in a calm situation. Having the added features of a modified gun may cause even more problems. So then, when is a modified gun better than a basic gun? Let me give you first the most basic scenario for a basic gun. A gun that will be used by many. Soldiers. Every rifle a soldier uses is generally the same because there is a very good likelihood that the soldier may have to pick up another person's rifle in combat. That is not the time to be learning about all the different bells and whistles that are on the gun he just picked up. Also, when it comes to teaching soldiers, they are taught in masses and must understand the basic working concept of the firearm they are using. Now, a perfect example of a modified gun may be for a sniper. One of the few that train to be a sniper. The one who can't get his job done unless his gun is modified. In the civilian world, a modified gun could be a homeowner who feels they need night vision or thermal scopes because they live in the country where there is limited light. Or maybe a disabled person who needs a special arm brace, bipod, or whatever. In this, the civilian will most likely be the only one or a select few to use the gun that has been modified for its owner. So what am I getting at? The bottom line is this. If you have a weapon that multiple people will be using, keep it simple. If the weapon is meant for special purpose for a select few, then by all means, tweak it until it has everything to get the job done. Fortunately for me, this is a love and hate relationship that I will continue to love because I get to play with the guns, whether modified or not modified. All right, so that's the opinion for the week. And we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have Super Attorney Rick Dodd. And we're going to be going over our liberties versus security. See you on the other side.
This last segment was brought to you by Clem McKeska's Barbecue in Cameron.
Not everyone believes in the same way or has the same customs and cultures as everyone else.
Vicki Goza of Marek Burns Lidwell Funeral Home in Cameron talks about individual needs.
We can make everything very personalized. It's not a package A, a package B, or a package C. It's totally about the family and what their needs are.
Marek Burns Lidwell Funeral Home in Cameron, serving Central Texas families since 1908.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. Trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples. Then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to insure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Ladies and gentlemen, Clem McKeskis has a long history of great-tasting barbecue in the Central Texas area. But did you know that Cameron has its very own Clem McKeskis Barbecue, located inside the Hilltop Cefco right next door to the KMIL studios? Not only does Clem McKeskis have excellent barbecue, but absolutely delicious fried catfish and burgers that will make your mouth water. Eat in or drive through, need to pre-order, no problem. Call Clem's at 254-697-6060. Clem McKeskis Barbecue in Cameron, inside the Hilltop Cefco. Get your tender, finger-licking good barbecue and so much more from Clem McKeskis Barbecue in Cameron. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Capellino Dodd Krebs Law Firm focuses on cases involving asbestos exposure, mesothelioma, birth trauma, defective products, and injury and death resulting from car and truck wrecks. Call the tough, experienced injury attorneys at Capellino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron. Call 888-MISO-FIRM or 254-697-4965.
That's right, everybody. We are back. It's about 22 after 10. It's October 6th. And to the left of me here, I have Super Attorney Rick Dodd. But before we get into this segment, I want to say, welcome to one of our new sponsors. We have Climate Control AC and Heating out of Rockdale. And I can't thank my sponsors enough, because without the sponsors, I'm not on the air. Now, Climate Control AC and Heating out of Rockdale, they've got a big thing they're promoting. It's duct cleaning. It gets really dirty. It gets bacteria filled. And they have they have the tools and the ability to clean it out. And I know the people there. They're very good people, and they do an excellent job. The person who comes out to my location does a fantastic job. He talks me through it, shows me why this is the way it is and how he fixes it, and then it's working great. It's just good. So we've got Climate Control AC and Heating out of Rockdale. Their number is 512-446-4020. They run 24-hour service calls, weekends and holidays. And I know they're running ragged right now because they're just out there helping everybody out. And the friend of mine who works there, he goes, dude, I got to go. I got another house to fix because somebody's getting hot. So they're really on top of their game, okay? They can service all brands of residential and commercial air conditioning units and pretty much any needs you got. But they've got duct cleaning, and you need to give them a call at 512-446-4020. Okay, now, we're here at our LTC attorney segment. And I was just telling Rick, you know, Rick, I look at you and Ross as people who help the underdog, the person who's getting a bad deal or a raw deal most of the time. And something hit me. So I got a song for you guys. It's a well-known song. Go ahead. Let's play it up. And listen, everybody, this is perfect for these guys. And it's going to be their, from now on, it's going to be their song. That's for you guys. Super Attorney Rick Dodd, Super Attorney. I see the cape on you right now. That's awesome. I think that song is perfect for you guys because you and Ross are always telling me about stories about people. You, for example, like asbestos, people are working in environments that should have been taken care of and people are hurting from that. And you got the little guy who's got the cancer or something, fighting the big corporate entities. There you are helping Ross on other different aspects of things. But you're helping the underdog who's getting screwed there. So I thought that song was fitting for you guys.
Well, yeah, every once in a while we run across a poly purebred, but typically our clients are people who are a solid citizens, and they just get screwed. So even though I like this song, the one that I prefer is the Aretha Franklin Respect.
Okay.
That's why my website is respectforyou.com.
Well, maybe we'll close out the segment with Respect there. Why don't you guys cue that up? We'll play it before we leave here. All right, Rick, we got you on, and we were talking via text and all that. I saw an article in the paper, and the headline read, Facial Recognition Tech at Schools Fuels Privacy Debate. I mean, that's gone on for quite a long while with chips in your body, facial recognition, eye scanning, being x-rayed at airports now. So I just was asking you, I would live my day every day normally, but is there really, I don't notice anything happening to my rights, but is there in essence really something going on with our rights being chipped away at with all these different devices and techniques?
Well, certainly there could be and would be if there ever is a want to be by somebody who can be. So
I understood that. Why don't you explain? That made total sense to me, but let's clarify it.
Well, I mean, it's been a big struggle throughout the history of any civilization as to what kind of rights we give up for freedoms. And, you know, the thing is that they go hand in hand. I mean, without freedom, there are no rights, and without rights, there are no freedoms. You know, the opposite of freedom is captivity. And, you know, as far as security goes, if you are in captivity, then you're pretty secure because you're behind bars and
nothing can get you.
Somebody's feeding you. So security and freedom, I mean, you know, they go hand in hand. What we got to watch out for is basically our own fears and the people who want to cause fear. I mean, that's what the terrorist is all about. They want to cause fear. And if they can cause enough fear, then we as Americans can sit around and discuss the fact that we're willing to give up freedoms and our rights in order to have security because we're afraid.
I just want to make one thing clear when it comes to the host, me. I will not give up my rights for security. I will take the chance. I will fight it myself if I have to, but I'm not going to give up my rights willingly. I'll just leave it at that.
Well, and, you know, and that sounds wonderful. You got to remember, without security, you can't truly be free. I mean, a totally free world would be chaos because you would have no one protecting you. You would have no police force that would stop people from driving 120 miles an hour. You would have nobody to check if the person that was coming at you at 70 miles an hour had been drinking a case of beer. You wouldn't have an opportunity to feel safe in your home because somebody lurking around outside. Now, you might, but most of us might not, because somebody lurking outside is bent on doing bad things to you and your family because there's no protection out there, and there's no rules, and there's no regulations.
Well, Rick, I totally agree with what you said there. I mean, that's obvious. I'm talking about, I'll give you a perfect example, and I mentioned it off air. When the government is recording or listening into conversations that are going overseas to known areas of terrorism, and so when the call goes over there, or they've got specific people that they're being called, they listen in. And I don't have a problem with that. But it's supposed to be specifically for those people. Then it comes to find out that they're listening to everybody. So it's an invasion of privacy. You could be having a romantic conversation with your significant other and people are listening in on it. And it's just an invasion of privacy. So in that respect, I totally get the checking out the bad people, but then why does it bleed into us? Until there's a reason to do that.
Okay, so who are the bad people? Who are the bad people? Can we identify those bad people?
I would say...
Do we look for what? Do we look for maybe a certain kind of gold medallion around their neck? Do we look for a certain tattoo? There are situations where Americans are, at this point, willing to give up certain basic rights in order for us to have security. There are groups of people that... are willing to do that. In fact, I think a recent poll said about a third of the United States citizens would be willing to give up some rights in order to have some more security. 71% favor required national identification cards, for instance. Some sort of a chip in a card that you have to carry around with you. And, you know, 77% people would require us all to have smallpox vaccinations. Now, you know, do you want a smallpox vaccination? I think most people probably would want to go ahead and have that done, but it would be a violation of your basic freedoms for that to be required. So you do have people out there that are willing.
Yeah, but isn't that something like a smallpox? Couldn't you? I'm bad at this stuff, but couldn't that be for the say? It's a known thing that can cause sickness and possible. Problems long term, and it would make common sense to stop that. Well, but I know what you're going to do. You're going to tell me, well, that bleeds over to something else. Why can't you think of it in a security sense too, right?
Well, absolutely. But you're talking about a few situations where someone might get sick from the vaccination versus a situation where millions of people could die if there's no vaccination. So it's a trade-off, just like anything else. You got to look at what is on the table and put one side on one scale and the other side on the other scale.
I guess if we have our Constitution or Bill of Rights, I don't want anything to affect that. Unless, of course, the proper procedures are done in place to modify, change, or correct, and it's done according to the Constitution. It's just when things that are messed with that are written in our Constitution on the side is the thing I have the problem with. Now, if the public votes for it and Congress votes for it and it changes the way the Constitution is, okay, now we have a new set of rules, but it's not that way yet. So that's why I'm always fighting.
Well, there's always needs to be a public discourse. There needs to be discussion. There needs to be votes. There needs to be politicians standing up in front of us saying, we need to do this, we need to do that. In other words, we need to be informed. It's not like situations where the Chicago police might use their false cell towers to... suck in all the cell phone information in a certain area without anybody knowing they're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
That was just wrong. And of course, now there's proposed legislation to stop that sort of thing because it is an infringement on our right to privacy. Absolutely. But then you got to look at things like fear. some 4 in 10 Americans are afraid of either themselves or a close family member having a negative impact or effect from terrorists. I mean, that's a pretty good amount of people.
That is.
And, of course, that that rises whenever there's an event like 9/11 or the San Bernardino attacks. We get scared, and, of course, those are the kind of situations that allow the government to change the rules. And one classic example of that was back in the 30s. I think there was the Reichstag fire in Germany. And Hitler was able to convince the people to allow him to become basically an authoritarian, a dictator, if you may. In other words, he became able to just dictate things without the, I think they call it the legislature back then, without their approval. So we see that same sort of thing happen in the Patriot Act. Fortunately, after things sort of calmed down after 9/11, the Patriot Act has been modified. But, of course, you know, it kind of goes along with that old Dutch saying that fear can be a poor counselor. So we're willing to give up stuff that are basic rights because we're afraid of other things. And, of course, you know, that goes down all the way from the top, like, you know, a nuclear bomb, all the way down to someone breaking into your home. And all we can really do, and, you know, you say this all the time in your radio show, we can just prepare ourselves for those sorts of things. As far as on the top, we need to prepare ourselves with the right leaders. As far as down at the bottom, we need to prepare ourselves by taking courses like you offer.
Thank you for the promo. Appreciate that. I got a class. Well, got a class today, by the way, at 2 o'clock. And there's still about one or two seats left if you're interested.
You know, because security is important, and you know, if we feel secure, then that enhances our freedom.
You made a comment though that popped a flag with me. If making judgment based on fear is not good, and that's true, I don't really want to listen to those people or have them vote because of fear. I know that sounds terrible, and I can say what I want because that's my opinion. But I want people who are rational see it for what it is to maintain what we have without getting hysterical and going way overboard. For example, like Australia, they had a school shooting. Now the whole entire continent is not supposed to have guns. I mean, that was overkill. No pun intended.
Well, okay, so
that's for me, Joel. I'll take it. We got a call. So, you know, we got dead here. Are we on the air? That's not for me?
So let me talk about a little bit about freedom versus risk. I mean, in North Korea, they have no terrorist attacks. But I don't want to move to North Korea.
North Korea, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a whole country. Western United States, Western Europe and the United States have been struck repeatedly by terrorism. You know, I wouldn't mind living out in California. It's not a bad place.
It's because we let anybody in without legal direction. They just walk across and you get anybody coming from anywhere doing anything they want.
Well, certainly you and I don't agree about that. I mean, there are a whole lot of Americans that are willing to grant their government extraordinary powers. In other words, to stop what you're talking about and to stop the movement. And they believe that, you know, as they are law-abiding citizens and the other people are not law-abiding citizens, that we just need to stop the other people. And again, who are these other people? You know, they see no contradiction in demanding that the unfettered liberties for themselves while denying basic liberties for other people. I mean, we see that a lot when people talk about, well, our government should protect us by, well, let's just keep out the Muslims, for instance, and then we'd all be secure because terrorism would drop. But right now we're seeing terrorism strikes by people more than just Muslims. I mean, it's happening everywhere by people who you just wouldn't believe would have done it. I mean, you see on the news all the time, well, he was just a regular old Joe that lived a little bit strange. I mean, yeah, it's easy to say after he just climbed up into a building and shot 150 people. But it's really not something you can put a tag on is my point.
Something dramatically changed for this to happen here. It was 9/11, and it was the way we handled it. It's the way the news media covered it. It's the way, 30% of the people were scared to death and pushed it and cried about it instead of just realizing it for what it was and taking care of it. And it's morphed two generations now into people being very fearful and they're just doing crazy things to try and to either relieve themselves, to feel important and get on the news that they've made a mass killing and be remembered in time. I don't know, but it has never been like this.
I can't say that's true because it has been like this in the past. I certainly agree about the news media. It has charged up, but you know there's been news all along. I mean, and people have been doing crazy things. We may not have heard about some shooting in Maine, for instance, 20 years ago, but it was happening. We just didn't hear about it here in Texas because news media hadn't developed into the 24-hour cycle that it is now. So now we're hearing things almost instantaneously. Our phones have alerts on them. You know, we can check the weather. We can see if there's a thunderstorm over Dallas, like, instantaneously, whereas before we had to kind of wait till the 10:30
news. The rain fell, yeah.
So it is there, and of course, that's what I'm talking about, the fear. It allows the fear to grow. But so far, in my opinion at least, I don't think we've given up any substantial rights. Some of the politicians that have made it onto the court system have been a little risky with some of our rights, in my opinion. Of course, I'm a trial lawyer, and some of the rights to trial have been fettered in Texas in particular with regard to the enhancement and engagement of arbitration clauses, which will basically eliminate our constitutional right to trial if situations arises. And, of course, they say, oh, well, this is great because you know, it enhances business opportunities. Well, yeah, of course. It's great for the business. It's wonderful, the corporations that put those arbitration clauses in all of the things you sign, like your cell phone agreements, your credit card agreements. Now they're drifting into all the employment agreements. So you're limited to arbitration. And, of course, the arbitrators, you know, they're going to be going with the people they see every day down at the arbitration building.
Now, you just mentioned a couple of things. Can you, off the top of your head, mention a couple of other things? You say specifically that you don't see any rights really being taken away, but there are some, more so than what you just said there. Can you name anything?
Well, and of course, this didn't happen recently, but, you know, your car is supposed to be part of your castle. And, of course, we talked about that here before, how your car is off limits to other people. But the police, the police can check your car now. When they inventory it, if they happen to arrest you, and, you know, they can arrest you for speeding. I got stopped the other day. The officer said I was going 81. I was going across the bridge out here, and, of course, I lived here, and I know good and well you don't speed across that bridge.
That's right.
You know, you check your speedometer and set that sucker on 60, and I could see the police car, you know, like way up there. But, you know, I got stopped anyway, and, of course, I could have been arrested because he said that I was going 81. So they could have impounded my car, and had they done that, they would have been allowed to inventory it.
When you say that in a certain way, what is that exactly?
Inventory it. Yeah, that's what I said.
I know. So explain what that tone means.
Well, you know what it means. It means they can look through your car.
Okay. Okay. But, you know, if you're going 81, isn't there certain levels of speed that you just get a ticket and then it becomes a certain type of crime because you're causing reckless driving, and so then you could be arrested? Because in a Class C, isn't a Class C a basic traffic stop?
Yeah, I mean, that's the way it should be.
So technically, you didn't lose a right if you were speeding that fast. In that particular scenario, he had the potential to arrest you. But yeah, it's the after part where they get to inventory all your stuff.
I saw a case one time where a young man was up on trial, and I guess, I don't remember exactly. I assume that, you know, looking back on it, it's probably he had some marijuana with him or something. But this is a long time ago, and the police officer said, well, my probable cause for stopping him was that the window was tinted, and I thought it was tinted too much. And then, you know, like 5 or 10 minutes into the questioning, well, how did you know it was him? Because he said, I know he'd be a bad guy and all that. Well, his window was down, and I saw him when he turned left. So it's like, uh-oh. So, you know, we assume that the police, it makes us feel safe to assume that, and we all like to feel safe. And it really does bother us when we start thinking the other direction, that things may not be as they should be.
Rick, I've got a list of things here. I don't know if you can do this or not, but I'm gonna make a state one of the security procedures. Can you somehow, you think, say how it could potentially lose some rights by using this? I'll give you an example. If there's facial recognition technology out there, how could that take away some of our liberties? Can you foresee anything? Because right now, the way I look at it, if it's on the good side of things, we're just making sure that a known terrorist, didn't sneak through the cracks, and a facial recognition technology could pick them up. But how does it affect us, the law-abiding citizen?
Well, you know, the law-abiding citizen is the person that we're trying to protect, right? Because we want to catch the criminal. There's no doubt about it. And so this technology, in my opinion, is going to be good. Now,
I may be one of those citizens
that's willing to give up a little bit of my personal rights.
But that's what I'm trying to get at. What right do you think we lose with facial recognition?
Well, our right to privacy.
But you're in a public environment. I'm asking questions like I'm thinking to myself.
I understand.
I'm in a public environment, so anybody could take a picture of anybody in a public environment, can't they?
I agree. Yeah, but then can they identify you and then use that information later to sell you a pair of blue jeans? I mean, that's where we are now. That's where most of this information being picked up is being used for, is for marketing purposes. Well,
that was on that movie with, what's his name? I can't even think of the name. I'm at a loss here. Anyway, Tom Cruise. He's walking into the mall, and they recognize his eyes. And they say, oh, would you like these pair of pants? Because they know he's bought pants before. And he's just like looking, what the heck's going on here? Okay, let's talk about...
Well, and, you know, that's not futuristic. That's
I know.
That's real world.
What about DNA?
Well, again, you know, if you're a guilty criminal, DNA is going to help us catch that person. And the technology on that is just amazing. For instance, they can pull out a Clovis point that's been in the ground for, what, a million years or 300,000 or 60,000 years, and they can identify by the stains the kind of animal that Clovis point had been stuck in.
That is incredible.
It's just amazing. So DNA has just really fascinating to me as far as what it's able to do. And, they're able to identify people now with your DNA, whether you might be susceptible to being fat, whether you might be susceptible to having bad eyes, whether you might be susceptible to being an alcoholic.
Are you aware of any type of program that when you go to your doctor that somehow, some way, whether it's blood, skin, whatever, swab, the DNA is then put in a database of some sort?
It shouldn't be, okay? Kind of like the word inventory.
It
shouldn't be.
All right, so
without your permission.
Because I've also read and heard that they take this DNA and they can actually manipulate it or somehow make a cure for you, but then you got to pay for this thing. I was reading articles about this a long time ago, and I find that very bothersome that you take my DNA and then you throw it back on me saying, well, we took your DNA to make this, and if you want it, you're going to have to pay for it. I mean, I understand the business aspect of it, but you took it from me without my permission.
Yeah. Well, I guess they'd just say, well, we're just trying to help.
Yeah.
And of course, then I would say, well, how much does it cost? So.
Yeah, what's it worth to you to live? What about chipping? I know chipping animals is great. And to be honest with you, if my kids were 17, if they were still under 18 years of age, I might chip them. But at 18, it's coming out.
Well, I think before you and I leave this earth, we're going to see a lot of people getting chipped. We're already basically chipped with our cell phone, and it's pretty much attached to our body at all the time. So it's in there. I mean, we can go up and pay for our Coca-Cola with a cell phone now, and or a cup of Joe over at the Texaco station. I don't know. We may not have one in our hand, but I suspect that that's going to be the next move, and it's going to be so convenient.
And it's going to
be
a nice mark, if you know what I mean. It's going to be a nice mark. People are going to have to figure out when that mark happens. Okay, we only got a couple minutes left. What about X-ray scanning at the airports?
Well, I mean, it makes me feel all safe to take my shoes off and get X-ray scanned and walk on in that safe zone in there.
But we've had many of articles that read that the people who are doing the scanning and they find a hot young lady, they kind of keep the picture and look at it and all that. So that's an invasion of privacy right there. So
yeah, that's just perversion. we're gonna have the perverts out there. We know that. I could talk all day about that and offend a whole lot of people.
All right. Now, I spoke to Ross about this. We were talking about drones, and he made a point that if it's flying over and it just catches you, that's one thing. But if it's hovering over you, why would somebody have the ability to hover? That'd be an invasion of privacy right there, right?
Yeah, it would be. But, I mean, flying over you and taking pictures, what difference is that than hovering over and taking pictures? I mean, it's just pictures of pictures.
Well, I mean, a drone's got to go from point A to point B, and it's going to pass over certain things to get to its objective. And in the process, if it's filming everything.
Right.
Whereas somebody's just hovering over you, checking things out. I want to know something. If you got,
I mean, if it goes over and films, it's going to catch whatever's happening at the moment. Now, so I guess Ross may have been suggesting that that's just inconsequential because they had to go from point A to point B and film on the way. I mean, you know, we're going to allow that, but on the other hand, if it's actually spying on you, it's still the same picture. It's
Rick, I want to know
in the act, whatever the act may be.
I want to know what you think of this, or if you have any concrete laws you can put to this. But if there's a drone, and I know many people out there are going to want to know the answer to this question. If there's a drone hovering within shotgun range, can I take that sucker down?
Well, you probably wouldn't want to miss.
Well, no, I'd want to make sure I hit it. But what if I shoot this drone hovering over me? What kind of repercussions can I get, any?
Well, I would suggest that the worst thing that could happen is that you would have to pay for the value of the drone. But on the other hand, I can see a counter suit, if you may, for invasion of privacy.
How high up does invasion of privacy go?
Well, okay, so, you know, they've got modern technology now where the satellites that fly over that we never even see can zoom in and see us getting in our pickup trucks.
Mm-hmm. They can read license plates, I know.
Yeah.
Shingles on a roof.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't think there is, my point is that I don't think there's a particular height up there. I mean, I think the FAA has rules about how high these drones can fly, and they really, you know, it's a ceiling. They can't get above that because of the potential danger of aircraft,
yeah.
So, I think shotgun range would be about my limit, though.
Okay. All right, Rick, look, we're just about out of time. If we were to wrap this up, I'm going to say something, and then you say what you think. To maintain our freedom, you have to do certain things to secure it. And there's a borderline of security to lose your freedoms, and ones to secure your freedoms. So I guess in this world that we're living in, with all these different techniques, there's boundary lines to each and every one of them. We just have to stay vigilant, make sure we're aware of what's going on, watch, speak up if necessary when things go past that borderline. What do you think, Rick?
Well, that's right. And, you know, you just got to remember that a riot is protected by the law. The freedom is protected by the rights. So we got to have the rights in order to have the freedom. And we have to have the laws in order to have the rights. And it just kind of goes around in circles. And the opposite of a riot is duty. You have to do something. And sometimes having to do something is not a bad thing. You know, so we all think that our duties are important. And the opposite of freedom is captivity. And nobody wants to be a slave.
That's right. This, your host is the main one, I think. Okay. Rick, why don't you tell everybody how they get a hold of you, what you do, and then with respect to you, we're going to play Respect.
Respect for you. Respect for you. That's what we get is respect for you. And you can look us up on the web under respectforyou.com. You can give us a call here in Cameron. We've been here for 37 years. I can't believe it. I've seen a lot of things happen in Cameron, but mostly nothing.
All right, Rick, I can't thank you enough for helping to sponsor the program. You're a big asset to the show here. People love listening to the segment. I got tons of comments last night at the gun shop, and a lot of people...
Well, I always like to listen to Ross. He's always animated and comes up with some good stuff.
I look at him sometimes, where'd that come from? All right, let's come out of this segment with Respect. And then after a little bit, just play a little bit of that, and then we'll do our commercials, and I'll come back, okay? See you on the other side.
Thank y'all.
Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron prides themselves on service, resourcefulness, knowledge of the law, and attention to detail. So if you or a loved one has been injured by someone else's negligence, they can help. Call 888-637-6347 for help today from Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm. Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm will work as hard for your family as you do. Call 800-460-0606 for Capolino Dodd Krebs.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Petros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Vicki Goza of Mark Burns Lowell Funeral Home talks about the celebration of life.
Let's remember that loved one, their life, about the way they lived and what they embraced. Funerals are really about life. Our attitude is we need to remember this person by celebrating the life that they lived.
Call Mark Burns Label Funeral Home anytime. Serving Central Texas families since 1908. 254-697-3661.
Hi, I'm Jason Donalock from EBCO Development. What happens when that bargain roofing job fails? Your roof leaks and your ceiling is damaged. You pay for it. That's what. Especially when your bargain roofer is uninsured. Good idea? No. So why take chances? EBCO Development has been there for you since 1984. New construction, roofing, remodeling, siding, and more. Call us first. 254-697-2186. 697-2186.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program, October 6, 2018. I want to say thank you again to Climate Control AC and Heating for becoming one of our new sponsors, and I'd like you to all check them out. They're in Rockdale. Give them a call at 512-446-4020. They run a 24-hour service call weekends and holidays. They do duct cleaning, and it's EPA recommends having your ducts cleaned every 5 years to clean dust and all airborne bacteria and mold. So that's a very important thing. We've had ours cleaned out before, and it's amazing how much junk is in there. They can service all brands, residential and commercial units. So give them a call. It's Climate Control AC and Heating in Rockdale. Give them a call at 512-446-4020. They came as a sponsor just, I mean, really very short period of time ago. So I wrote this this information down. We'll be having a professional commercial placed in there, so it'll get all the information the way it's supposed to be done. But Climate Control AC and Heating, Rockdale, 512-446-4020. Okay, Joel, let's take it to the delicious Janae Goodman about pumpkins, and then right after that we're going to have the voice of law enforcement, retired police chief Randy Dixon.
Hello, my lovelies. It just wouldn't be fall without pumpkins. So today, I want to give you several reasons to fall in love with them. I'm Janae Goodman, and this is Tactical Snacking. Pumpkins pack a load of vitamin A. In fact, about 3.5 ounces of the squash holds nearly half of the recommended vitamin A intake. That means healthier skin and better eyesight. Vitamin A works hand in hand with vitamin B, which provides energy and works to reduce inflammation. Pumpkins also contain vitamin C, which promotes bone health and tissue growth and repair. ABC, pumpkins are great for you and me. Pumpkins carry plenty of potassium to help with body functionality. You can add fiber, iron, and magnesium to the list as well. Above all, the best part about a pumpkin is that you can eat the whole thing. That includes the leaves, flowers, and stems from your pumpkin vines. Making your own pumpkin puree is pretty simple. If you'd like to try making your own, all you need is a hot oven, a sugar or pie pumpkin. Although it's true you can roast just about any pumpkin, you'll want to use sugar or pie varieties to avoid a tasteless, bland puree. These pumpkins use the names sugar and pie interchangeably, and they can be found in your local grocery store. Not to mention they're relatively cheap right now thanks to them being in season. To roast your sugar pumpkin, you'll first want to cut off the stem. Turn it upside down so the cut side is now on your cutting board. Next, cut the pumpkin in half so you have two hemispheres. Clean the pumpkin by scraping out the seeds in the membrane. You'll want to set that stringy mess aside in a small bowl or container so that you can make roasted pumpkin seeds later. Once your pumpkin is all cleaned out and ready to go, put each half face down or skin side up on a lined cooking sheet. It may be tempting, but don't oil or season your pumpkin just yet. Cook your sugar pumpkin at 400 degrees for about 30 minutes or until it's fork tender. There should be no resistance when you prick your pumpkin. Be sure to let your produce cool before you peel the skins back, which can be saved and dehydrated for a crispy snack. You should be left with a fresh, roasted flesh. You can pulse the flesh in a food processor or a blender, or whip it up with a hand mixer. If you lack these tools, you can use a potato masher or the back of a fork to mash with. You can use your puree in sweet and savory dishes alike. It holds well in the fridge for up to 1 week or 6 months in the freezer. Why not give it a try in pumpkin pie? For this recipe, you'll need 2 cups of pumpkin puree or 1 14-ounce can of pumpkin, 3/4 a cup of sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon of ginger, 1/4 teaspoon of ground cloves, 1 teaspoon vanilla, 1 14-ounce can of evaporated milk, and a 9-inch deep dish unbaked pie crust. You can find that in the freezer section. Preheat your oven to 425 degrees. Beat the eggs lightly and add your other ingredients one at a time while beating until smooth. Pour your mixture into the pie crust and bake at 325 degrees for 15 minutes. Then reduce to 350 degrees and continue baking for 45 minutes or until the knife inserted into it comes out clean. So what should you do with those seeds? If you feel like you've gotten a great crop this year, you can save seeds from your fruit for next year's pumpkin planting season, which is around early June to early July here in Texas. You can also roast them up. They're a great tactical snack for when you're on the go. Plus, they're full of vitamins and minerals that help support immune, heart, prostate, and postmenopausal health. Before roasting, rinse off your orange membrane from your fresh pumpkin seeds. This is best done in a small strainer or a sieve under cool running water. Dry your pumpkin seeds out, preferably overnight, to make sure that they don't steam instead of roast. After they're all nice and dried, introduce your seeds to enough oil to barely coat them. You can add in a bit of salt to bring out their natural flavor, or add in spices and herbs such as garlic powder, paprika, and sage for an enhanced taste. Roast them in a 350-degree oven for about 10 to 15 minutes, or until they're slightly golden brown and crisp to the touch. If you need these or any other recipes shared on the show, don't hesitate to shoot an email to tacticalsnacking@yahoo.com. Miss last week's segment on fall favorites? Find it at thecultivatedclassroom.com. Have a gourd week, and until next time, stay hungry, my friends.
It is now time for the master of manners, the communicator of common sense, and the epitome of encyclopedia, Officer Randy Dixon, the voice of law enforcement.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great day outside. It started off a little rainy, but it looks like it's going to be a great day. Not to mention it's Texas OU weekend, so whichever one you decide to root for, good luck. Hey, have you ever had a neighbor live next door to you that kind of just irritated you? Or have you ever had someone that maybe a neighbor that maybe they had some barking dogs or maybe they had four or five families living in one home? You know what? Even the best of neighbors, the come on over for barbecue cook-offs, the we bake you some brownie cookies, neighbors can sometimes infuriate you. Maybe it's how they cut their lawn or how the kids race their bikes up and down the sidewalk all the time. Or maybe it's how your neighbors blast the stereo at all hours of the night. And does anyone really need 15 dogs or 16 cats or whatever it may be? The aggrieved person that, you know, having finished these brownies there's several ways of dealing with the bad neighbors. Some are effective and some are not. So what I thought I'd talk about today is some of the things you can do to try to settle that issue between you and your neighborhood, and maybe you and your neighbors. And sometimes it's not going to work. And then the bottom line is, if it gets to the point where it doesn't work, then you do need to call law enforcement. But, you know, law enforcement's job is really not to make neighbors get along. It's not to help neighbors get along. It's basically to keep them from hurting each other. So, with that being said, among the latter solution many have is to call the police. No matter what the neighbor is doing, if it's not even dangerous or illegal, then the police really can't help you. I mean, they're just a peacemaker. No matter that the police have real crimes to deal with, calling the cops almost always become a default solution for most people. No one likes having a police call on, to be honest. You know that. Sometimes it makes things worse when suddenly police show up and start talking to you. People resent that, so it's not the first best step to take, trust me. What is the best step, then, you might say? Why don't you try talking to each other? It seems to be today that talking to your neighbors is something that has fallen out of fashion and on deaf ears. It's just not done as much anymore as we used to. But it's an old technique that sure could be resurrected and help people. I know that when I was growing up, it was nothing to have neighbors walking to neighbors' homes, people sharing what they didn't have, go borrow eggs from them, go borrow milk from them, and vice versa. A lot of that has gone to the wayside today, folks. And I think that somewhere, if we're going to make all this work in our country this year, we've got to get back to those ways a little bit. I think too many people are afraid to talk to their neighbor, afraid of having a hostile reaction or being thought of as a kook. You got to take the first step. You know, you look at noise. Noise is a universal neighborhood complaint, trust me. Loud stereos or home theater systems, barking dogs, screaming kids, motorcycles. Maybe your lawnmower, your neighbor likes to cut his lawn at 6:30 in the morning. Or maybe it's too late at night to irritate you while you're watching your favorite show or trying to get a few extra hours of sleep in. You know, back in 1999, which has been a number of years ago, a Census Bureau report said that the number one complaint between neighbors was noise. And it's the number one reason people wanted to move is because they couldn't stand living by the neighbors. Resolution of any problem from noise to intrusive children should begin with a calm, polite discussion with your neighbors. You don't do it when their offending activity is happening. That's not the time to do it. This will only make them defensive and raise tensions. So why not try walking over, being pleasant, and broaching the issue with, you know, what can we do to solve this problem? Frequently, though, I'll tell you this, the offending neighbor will have no idea that he's making you crazy. They say, a lot of them will say, why don't you come over, or why didn't you come over and talk to us instead of calling the police? I've heard this many, many times from people. Explaining the problem in a respectful, even-tempered way can lead to a further discussion. And if you're lucky, a solution to the problem. I had a neighbor who had a leaf blower, maybe a house next to mine. He used it all the time. So I talked to him and said, this is unnerving to you. He said, hey, I'm in my 60s and I want my lawn to look nice. Well, I came back with, well, I'm in my 60s and I want my peace a little bit. The agreement we came to, and believe it or not, was that he'd do his lawn at the same time every week. So on the day that he decided to do it, which happened to be a Tuesday, from about 9 till 10, I'd get out of the house and I'd go somewhere. He'd break out the leaf blower and he'd blow to his heart's content. And I was sitting down in a restaurant having a nice ham and egg breakfast. Now, how about outside peacemakers? Not all neighbors are that reasonable. Not all solutions are that easy. If there is a landlord, contact him or her. They usually know how to deal with bad tenants. Sometimes, though, a third party needs to be called in. Maybe it's another neighbor, but even those sometimes aren't real productive. Sometimes we end up with a situation where there's so much bad blood over the years that somebody has to step in and make a neutral party and be a neutral party. You know, there's some cities and some larger towns that have what they call neighborhood contact officers. And that's all they do. They're not really police officers that are certified to go out and to handle situations such as domestics or shootings or offenses. But their job is to be more of a counselor-type person. You don't see that in most smaller cities. Larger cities have them. It'd be nice if people could afford those in their smaller cities. But, you know, sometimes it's as easy as meeting in the street to talk. Hopefully you don't have sidearms where you have a duel in the middle of the street. But sometimes we, you know, we have to go somewhere that's a neutral territory. I know people come to my house or you go to their house and you start talking to them and griping at them and bitching and complaining at them. Then what happens is we become defensive at our own home. So sometimes you have to seek a place that is not going to be hostile. It's like if I have a neighbor, and I do have a neighbor that has a constant barking dog. It barks all night long. I tried to talk to him, tried to contact the rental agency that has the house, the only rent house in my entire block, and it has to be next to mine. And, you know, you hear the dogs barking. You hear them yapping relentlessly. And you think, is the dog being abused? Well, I've called the police before. And here in Temple, the police department does not respond to barking dog calls anymore. They flat won't do it. They say that you have to contact the animal control between 8 and 5 and let them handle it. So you try to deal with it yourself. Well, unfortunately, that didn't work. So I had to call the animal control department. They came out and talked to them. For a couple of days, it was okay. And then, you know, it started right back to normal. So what do? You don't overreact. You don't go out and try to take care of the situation yourself. I just put a fan up where I can't hear them. Sometimes you have to do things like that. Now, you know, mediation sometimes works, but a lot of times it don't. But, of course, as a last resort, if diplomacy doesn't work, there may be no reasoning with a neighbor. He may be stubborn. He may just be a jerk. Then you have to grab your telephone. Now, when you grab your phone, you need first off to know if any city ordinances are broken. I repeat, nobody in this town, your town, any town, needs 15 cats and 10 dogs at their house. Call the city. Make a formal complaint. The same with possible health violations, such as an open burning of trash. You know, and many times landscaping is always an issue. A neighbor's tree roots are wrecking your sidewalk, or his hedges are overrunning your property. Or if you got a huge tree branch hanging over your house that looks like it could break your house or fall from a weather-related incident any time, then you need to do something. Sometimes you have to contact City Hall. Not saying that they're going to do anything, because a lot of times they won't. But at least take every avenue you can to protect yourself and your property without having to get involved. You know, and sometimes law enforcement is the best bet. So I want to give you 10 ideas, and I'm going to go over these fairly quickly. 10 things you can do that can hopefully make your neighborhood better, so you don't end up with toilet paper in your trees or some burning sack of you-know-what on your front porch. Number one, live where you belong. And say, what does that mean? First off, you know, most of us that are in our older ages have already raised a family, and we may not be happy in an area where there's a ton of kids. Sometimes you got to make decisions. Sometimes you're going to change environments. So live where you belong. And I'm not saying nobody belongs anywhere. I'm not saying that at all, folks. But if you continuously are irritated and agitated by your neighbors because of their children or what goes on with the younger people, they're not forced to live or move. They're not forced to leave. And, you know, and as long as they're not breaking the law, there's nothing you can do about that except complain and gripe. Number two, be a good neighbor yourself. The lack of familiarity can breed contempt. So know your neighbor's names. Take the time to wave and say hello. I can't tell you how important that is. Teach your kids to say hello to the neighbors. Mind your own noise. Mow your own lawn. You know, have some common decency and common sense. We have lost that in this country. I know that I have seen my neighbors that have lived in the same house next to me for 15 years. You wave at them, they glare at you like you're I don't know what. Don't stop waving at them. Someday they might come around. Next, be patient. If you have a beef with your neighbor, wait at least 24 hours after the incident to raise concerns. That way your temper doesn't take over. Remember how we're not supposed to discipline our kids until we count to 10? Sometimes we have to do that with our neighbors. Four, and this is real important, choose your battles very wisely. Remember that an enemy next door can cause years of anxiety and can affect your home's value. So approach a potential conflict very carefully. If it's really not a problem, it's just something that gets under your skin, it's really not a problem. Just understand that. And number five, be a diplomat. Be strong. Don't apologize for raising an issue, but consider holding off and complaining about the incident. Prepare psychologically. If you're in an ongoing conflict, know that you're not alone and you're not crazy. Talk to your neighbor. Understand that sometimes you're just going to be living next door to a jerk. Number seven, know your local laws. Before you start telling people what they're doing wrong, you make sure that you don't have anything that's wrong with your house either. Understand what violations are. Sometimes you might just need to call down to the code enforcement and ask them questions. And number eight, document your case. If you've got a dog that's barking all the time next door to you, record it. If you've got unsightly material around your house, take pictures of it. And number nine, and this is really important, realize that the police cannot solve all your problems. If the police come involved, their job is to advise the parties on any resolution services available in the city and to only arrest those that have committed a crime. They're not mediators, and they generally do not take sides unless someone has been physically injured. Please remember that, folks. The police department cannot fix your neighborhood squabble problems in most cases. And last but not least, learn how to take your neighborhood back. And this is so important. Understand that neighbors from hell don't magically become great neighbors, and friendship is seldom found in the wake of long-lived wars. Today's brand of serious conflict close to home gets corrected, you know, and sometimes it doesn't, and that's what you have to figure out with yourself. Sometimes things work out, sometimes things don't work out. I know that with my neighbors next door, with a barking dog, I have become friends with a young man. He and I talk quite often. The dog still barks, but when you've got two or three dogs, and they're outside dogs, and your bedroom is about 10 foot away from his fence, sometimes you feel like moving to the country, but not all that can always be when you've got certain situations in play. So, folks, be a good neighbor, number one. Treat your neighbors with respect. Hopefully they'll treat you back with respect. And, you know, the old adage about the block parties, the neighborhood get-togethers, people need to reinvent to know your neighbors. And last but not least, folks, have a wonderful week, everybody. Take care of yourselves, and let's pray for some cold weather coming in soon. Have a great day.
Climate Control AC and Heating, located at 1244 West Highway 79 in Rockdale, runs a 24-hour service call, weekends and holidays. They do duct cleaning at $40 per vent. They can service all brands of residential and commercial HVAC needs. Give them a call today at 512-446-4020.
Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron prides themselves on service, resourcefulness, knowledge of the law, and attention to detail. So if you or a loved one has been injured by someone else's negligence, they can help. Call 888-637-6347 for help today from Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm. Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm will work as hard for your family as you do. Call 800-460-0606 for Capolino Dodd Krebs.
Power. Sometimes you just need more. But what do you do when that yard equipment needs more or just isn't working like it used to? The answer is Cameron's Fall Engine, formerly Cameron's Heat Company, where friendly service and quantity work stop at 408 West Bath. They provide all your outdoor power equipment needs. Check out their selection of Echo, Snapper, and Zero Turn Big Dog Bowls. Power through the summer with Cameron's Fall Engine. Call 254-697-3452 or stop in at 408 West Bath.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Petros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com.
Arch Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
That's right, everybody. I want to tell you how it's going to be because we got a lot of things coming up during the course of the month. The first Fridays of every month is two for night at Aaron's Gun Shop in Cameron. You come with a friend, that friend gets free range time. So first Fridays of the month is two for night. I should mention to you today, at 2 o'clock, I've got a license to carry class. If you are interested in taking it, I've got a couple spots available. It's $60 for a new person, $40 for someone who has a license already and just wants to go over it again to refresh it in their minds. And it's a little bit less because I don't have to do paperwork on you. So if you want, you can give us a call here at the studio, give me an email. Or in this particular case, you can show up. Class starts at 2. Do not be any later than 10 to 2. Class starts promptly at 2, and you will be looked at and pointed at for being late. Okay, so don't do it. Now, second Friday of the month, which is next Friday, is the Round Robin competition. Sheriff White, you need to be there, buddy. Second Fridays of the month, Round Robin. We've got an M4 carbine up for grabs to the winner. And it's an excellent, excellent competition to learn how to shoot accurately under stress and time. And we've got a lot of people joining it up now. It's getting bigger and bigger and more fun. It's always been fun, but the more people that get in there, it's just the fever gets crazy, okay? So it's the second Friday of every month. Third Friday is Ladies' Night. If you're a woman or refer to yourself as one, I guess, you get free range time. October 27th, our seminar for self-defense and home invasion is full. No more attendees will be accepted at this particular class. Future seminars, if you have a group of five or more who wish to do a special seminar, feel free to give me a call or an email. We'll set something up specifically for you. And our sponsors, again, I want to thank all of our sponsors, especially we got our new sponsor here, Climate Control AC and Heating in Rockdale. Again, their number is 512-446-4020. 24-hour service calls, weekends, and holidays. And they do duct cleaning works and service all brands of residential and commercial units. So remember that when it comes time for your AC needs. All right, so don't forget, today at 2 o'clock, we got the license to carry class. And the next big thing coming up will be the Round Robin this upcoming Friday. And it's a lot of fun. If you want, check out. We've got a couple of videos on the YouTube channel. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram. Okay, so a lot of things going on. Now, we're at our product spotlight sponsored by ANC Firearms and Heidenhammer. And Arch Kuntz, great guy. Known him for a long time. Good friends. And just a great guy. He's got a great shop there, too. The staff, Clint, Mike, Dennis, pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, accessories, holsters, black powder, reloading equipment, the whole works. You need to check him out. Now, if you go to aaronsgunshop.com and go to the Facebook page, you'll actually get to see a little short video of me holding the product spotlight, which is the Ruger Mark IV 22 long rifle pistol. Now, this pistol has been around for a long time. And it was beautiful when it was first made. And it's basically the same style, but it's morphed into something that's, you know, gets better and better and better. And I'm going to read an article here from the AmericanRifleman.org, bits and pieces of it, just to give you an idea about this handgun. This is from Mark Keefe. Now, ever been vexed trying to put a Ruger 22 pistol back together? A new takedown button on Mark IV models makes it a snap. And ladies and gentlemen, oh my gosh, does it make it a snap. I'll kind of show you in the video how it works. The Ruger 22 pistol was reviewed in these pages in October 1949 by technical editor Major General Julian S. Hatcher, who wrote, "Shaped like a Luger pistol, the gun looks good and handles splendidly. It hangs and balances just right and points naturally, which is a great aid in quick shooting. We like this new gun a lot, and at the very moderate price of $37.50, it represents real value." My gosh, can you believe a gun was that cheap back then? "A simple blowback, the Ruger's cylindrical bolt rode inside the tubular receiver, and it was cocked by retracting dual ears at the bolt's rear. The extractor was on the bolt faces right, while the fixed ejector was riveted to the frame. The magazine release was on the frame's heel. Not user removable, the barrel was screwed to the receiver. Recessed into the bolt's top, the recoil spring and its guide rod were captive. The Ruger used coil springs instead of a flat spring, and its blued steel frame was made from two metal stampings welded together, then cleaned up to hide the seam. It was an engineering marvel, and the gun worked very, very well. More importantly, the Ruger had style. All Mark IVs have a new pivot screw at the top front of the frame. When the takedown button is pressed, the Mark IVs break open like an AR. Also, a new bilateral safety lever is on the frame." Now, almost 70 years old, the gun has outlasted, perhaps even killed off various high standards, the beloved Colt Woodsman, and countless others. Was the Ruger perfect? No, but it offered a combination of accuracy, ergonomics, and price that couldn't be beat. And while its operation has changed little through the years, it has evolved. The Ruger Standard Model 22, later named Mark I, was superseded by the Mark II in 1982. Now, I'm going to show you in the video here, I'm showing you a Mark II Ruger, and the Mark IV doesn't look much different, but it's got a lot of extra whistles to it. This is an excellent pistol. It balances well, like he said, and I've won many pistol competitions with this gun right here. So I'm going to just give you an idea of what it looks like, and then as I go further in the article, I'll show you some different points. Now, I lost my place. In late 2004, let's just call it 2005, the Mark III replaced the Mark II and brought it with some features shooters didn't necessarily warm up to, including a line-spoiling loaded chamber indicator that projected out the receiver's left side like a compound fractured tibia. And I know what they're talking about. When the gun is not loaded, it's got all the smooth features, but when you have a round in the chamber, it's just to let you know that the thing is loaded, which is a good thing. The Mark III also had a magazine disconnect safety and an integral lock key lock system. Ruger changed the hammer strut to incorporate a bolt lock on the receiver's left. The shape of the bolt ears was streamlined, and the receiver was drilled and tapped for a scope base. There are two things shooters really liked: moving the magazine release to the frames left behind the trigger and recontouring the opening up at the ejection ports. Let me show you those two things. On this Mark II, you've got the European type of mag release, and the way it works is, You push it out, and it releases the mag. The new one now has the magazine release button right here behind the trigger, so it's just like a normal pistol. The biggest news on the Mark IV is that it is easy, and I mean incredibly easy, to take down and put together. Let me show it to you here on the video before I start. To take the Mark II apart, you had to pull the lever down, pull it out, like hinging it out, which takes this pin out of the top, and then I break the gun apart. What they have now on the Mark IV is a pivot right here, just like on the AR. If you're familiar with an AR, you pop the rear pin and the upper receiver will flip up like this, and you can take the guts out, the bolt out. Well, it's got the same thing now on the Mark IV. You press the button, and all of a sudden this whole top just hinges just like this, and you can pull out the bolt just like an AR. Very easy to take apart and put back together. All right, back to the article. Put back together. The Ruger 22's frame is simply the grip that contains the fire control parts, while the receiver, which bears the serial number, is the cylindrical top unit within which the bolt rides and to which the barrel, in which the barrel is screwed. Make sure it is cocked and the safety is engaged, and just to press the new takedown button in the rear of the frame. at the apex of the beaver tail, and the entire barrel and receiver pivots up, kind of like an AR rolls the rear takedown pin. This is because there is a new pivot screw at the top front of the frame that aligns with the corresponding semicircular notch at the front of the receiver's underside. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a lot of technical stuff, but for those of you who are very familiar with the pistol, which are many, you're understanding why it's so nice to have an easier way to break this gun down, and you're following me. For those who don't, you just take my word on it. This Mark IV is incredibly advanced, and it's beautiful. It's in the reassembly that the service to humanity really kicks in on the Mark IV. Previously, one slid the receiver onto the frame, pushed it rearward, and then tried to insert the bolt stop pin, and that was the rub. And let me explain that. On this Mark II, when you pull out this lever to take the gun apart, when you had to put it back together, you had all these parts in there that were floating around, and you have to turn the gun upside down and jiggle it and stand on your left ear to make it all go back together. Well, with the Mark IV, it's real simple. Just lower the barrel or the top part of the gun down to the receiver, and you put it back into place. Real simple. Okay. Another Mark IV change is how the frame is made. No longer are the two steel halves welded together. A Mark IV frame is a one piece of CNC machined metal. The Mark IV has blue steel bilateral safeties that are on the rear of the frame just behind and above the stock panels. Pivoting them down disengages the safety and reveals the red dot. Pressing them up unlocks the sear, making a white dot visible. Okay, so there's a lot of good features done to the Mark IV. You had the Mark I, the Mark II, the Mark III, and the Mark IV, all basically the same looking gun, except you've got a whole bunch of different features that enhance the gun, make it better. It's a great shooting gun. It's a great training pistol. It's a lot of fun. It's a competition pistol. They've got aftermarket parts that you can put in the trigger, make it smooth as silk. Okay, and like I said, I've won many competitions with this pistol because it is so accurate. It's not the gun. If you miss with this gun, it's not the gun. It's you. Okay, that's how good it is. So go to ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer. Give them a call, 254-983-4417. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Tell them you want to talk about that Mark IV Ruger pistol. Go into it, buy it, and support the people who support this show. It's a circle of life, okay? And we appreciate all our sponsors, and we appreciate you supporting the sponsors. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have my special guest, me, and we're going to be going over a few different topics and so on and so forth, et cetera, et cetera. See you on the other side.
Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417. Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron prides themselves on service, resourcefulness, knowledge of the law, and attention to detail. So if you or a loved one has been injured by someone else's negligence, they can help. Call 888-637-6347 for help today from Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm. Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm will work as hard for your family as you do. Call 800-460-0606 for Capolino Dodd Krebs.
Hi, I'm Jason Donalek from EBCO Development in Cameron. Okay, so one of those bargain home improvement workers hurt himself on the job. Who pays? You do. Because his low prices don't include insurance for problems like that. So you think you got a bargain? Wrong answer. So why take chances? EBCO Development has been there for you since 1984. Remodeling, new construction, roofing, and more. Call us first. We're EBCO Development. 254-697-2186. 697-2186.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. Central Texas Martial Arts of Rocktail offers martial arts classes Tuesdays and Thursdays between 5:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. in their 1,800 square foot facility, which is located in Rockdale at 973 Highway 77. Learn confidence and control with mind and body at the Central Texas Martial Arts Academy in Rockdale. Call or text Master Cindy Key at 254-721-2775 or just stop by. Central Texas Martial Arts Academy in Rockdale, 254-721-2775. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. It is October 6, 2018, and we are here now with my special guest. Welcome to the show. Well, thanks. Appreciate it. It's just me, everybody. Just me. No guest today. Just me. I had some things I wanted to go over. And I was reading the paper, and I saw, first thing, I saw a cartoon. It shows the donkey, the Democratic, Democratic role model, I guess, or the symbol for Democrats, and here it is. And the buttons, this guy's wearing buttons all over. It says, I believe Christine Blasey Ford. I believe Trump is Putin's puppet. I believe in 63 genders. I hear conservative dog whistles. I believe fake news. I believe Elvis is alive. I believe in the tooth fairy. And the reason I wanted to talk about that is because it's like they care about their agenda. They don't care about what this country's all about. They'll make up anything just to win. It's crazy. And I believe it should be done based on merit. They're bringing in, everybody does it. But it just seems right now with all that's going on in politics in the world, whatever they can do to disrupt the system, they're doing it. And I saw this cartoon and it just classified it and encapsulated it, what I was thinking. So I just wanted to put that out there. Then right next to it, there was a letter to the editor. And I wanted to read that. This is the letter to the editor. It was in the September 30th Telegram. My mind is exactly that. My mind. And I shall make all determinations based upon my own knowledge and experience. I believe that there is a tremendous battle currently being waged to control our minds, and many people do not realize it, and most don't even care. It probably is most consequential. This battle is being waged by the major media, both televised and printed. It even is pervasive at the local level, whereby local news programs and newspapers rely too heavily on major corporate sources, and I totally agree with that. Instead of local papers doing their own news, they're just copying a heck of a lot of AP and UPI news. That was me talking. Back to the opinion piece. Look at all the examples of orthodox accounts that have already fallen apart or are falling apart, yet still maintained and pushed by the major media. Remember the attack on the Liberty, Iraq weapons of mass destruction, Benghazi, Syria chemical weapons, attacks, Russia collusion, the downing of flight MH17 and others. Don't be distracted from the importance of the declassification of all relevant documents by less important reports. Corporate media's existence is at stake. Journalist Paul Pilger wrote, "Established journalism has shifted far from its traditional ideals of nonpartisan, objective reporting and is instead vying for your mind to enlist it in its agenda to promote America's interest abroad or one party or the other at home. Is the corporate media losing this battle, or are you not paying enough attention to have accepted their narratives and agendas? Do not allow them to win this battle for your mind. And that was from Noel S. Cowling in Temple. And it's true. I make this comment all the time. The news is not the news anymore. The news has become an opinion-based television show. They definitely have agendas. I mean, if you can't see it, you're blind. They have an agenda. They want it to go one way. And, you know, I can't blame them as a business. They're a business. And they got an idea. But their journalism is at stake. They're using a platform that's supposed to be factual and turning it, twisting it, watering it down to make it fit their agenda. And it's just not good. It's warping people's minds. And I put blame on the people who listen to it, who don't go to other sources to confirm it. And I'll give you a perfect example. If I watch something or someone and listen to them speak, and I'm there from start to finish of what they're talking about, and then I go to read about it or listen to it in the news, there is opinionated comment put into the news that makes the what is said at the particular moment from this politician get twisted to be believed in a certain manner than it was actually designed or said by that politician. And they do it on purpose. And so the people listening start getting a tainted view of what the actual politician was saying. And so I blame the media for twisting it, and I blame the people who listen who don't go to a different source, check it out, and confirm it. So when I see that and I watch him personally and then I hear it in the news, I say, wait a minute, you're not correct. You're twisting it. And when I see that repetitively done, I lose total faith and trust in those establishments that are giving the news. What's their agenda? So I go to alternative news. And if I see it live and they report it and it's accurate to what I see, I'm like, well, these guys are telling it the way it was. So I start going away from the mainstream media and I start looking at alternative media. But I got to check alternative media as well. You just can't be one of these people who just hear bullet points and say, well, that's the way it is. You got to do your homework. You can't be ignorant to the situation. And when I was reading this opinion piece, it kind of made me want to talk about it, especially with the picture of that donkey there. All right. The other thing I wanted to read here, the headline reads, Temple man charged in Cameron shooting. Now, what I'm going to read to you about, a couple of guys, they're not from Cameron, but it happened here in Cameron. It just tells you the kind of people that could be right next to you at a moment's notice. Police searching for second suspect still on the run. Cameron. A Temple man was in custody Tuesday, and another one was on the run from the Cameron Police Department after a September 13 execution-style shooting of a Calvert man, police said. Artorius Williams, 21, otherwise known as Little Man, is currently in custody in the Milam County Jail. No bond was set for Williams, according to the jail officials. James Roy Whitfield, 24, also known as Snoopy, is still on the run and described as dangerous by Cameron Police Senior Sergeant Chris Stringer. The two men are alleged shooters of Keelan Williams, 28, of Calvert. Williams was shot in the head after a gun, and drug deal went bad, according to the news release. Both suspects are charged with aggravated robbery. The victim and Artorius Williams are not related, Stringer said. Keelan Williams was taken to the Baylor Scott & White Medical Center in Temple. It's critical to condition, but he was responsive at the scene. He was in stable condition. At about 2:40 p.m. on September 13th, Cameron Police Chief Lonnie Gosh, Sergeant Anthony Mascunas, and Officer Amanda Duncan went to an aggravated robbery report in the 1600 block of North Crockett Street. An investigation determined that Whitfield and Artorius Williams went to Cameron to meet Keelan Williams. During that meeting, Keelan was reportedly robbed by the two suspects, according to the witnesses. Artorius shot Keelan in the head, execution style. Now, do I really care about bad people if they get arrested? No. What I'm trying to say is you've got these people with this mindset, this willingness to execute somebody in the back of the head. Who's to say if you came up to them and rubbed them wrong in some way and they don't pull out a gun and cap you in the back of the head? So you need to be vigilant. You need to be aware of your surroundings. You need to be have a safe distance from people if you can in a crowded area so you have some response time. And if you don't, be paying attention to who's around you, what's going on. Okay, don't have tunnel vision and not paying attention to your surroundings. So I want to read that. It can happen right here in your backyard. We got people walking around our backyards, not literally, but in our cities and our towns, who have this attitude of disrespect of life. They don't care. They'll cap you in a moment's notice. You got to be vigilant when it comes to that. Now, my seminars coming up. I've got a seminar coming up, and we're going to be teaching a school district a whole bunch of different methods here. I'm not going to name who it is, but I saw this article. Temple High School student arrested with a gun at school. A Temple High School student was in the Bell County Jail after he was arrested for having a gun on campus. James Godfrey, 18, was charged with unlawful carry of a firearm. A school resource officer was made aware there was a student with a possible gun on campus, the release said. The student had a gun with him. It happened pretty quickly, so it was probably about 10 minutes by the time they picked up the kid from the time it first was reported. Okay, I'm reading that because I told you at the beginning of the year, we're going to have something happen at a school. It's just inevitable. It's going to happen. And hopefully, it's going to be minimized because everybody's aware, guardian programs, superintendents of school getting their teachers squared away with training. The mindset's different. Everybody's alert. Okay, so hopefully we can minimize the damage. But just wanted to let you know, and there's the other story. I think it was just the other day, Belton Schools found a student who had bomb-making materials in his bedroom, I think. And so who knows what was going to happen with that guy. So it's all around us. You got to stay alert and be vigilant, okay? Those are a couple things I want to talk about. Now, something was pressing on my heart. I wrote it down, pen to paper. And I'm going to read it to you, okay? It's kind of a little personal to me, but I'm going to read it to you anyway. I titled it My Passions. Ladies and gentlemen, what is passion? What is it and who has it? Let me read its definition. Passion is a noun. Definition is strong and barely controllable emotion. And I got some synonyms as well here because I wanted to make sure we had a better understanding of what I'm trying to say. So here are some synonyms of passion just to get a better idea of it. Affection. Dedication, devotion, excitement, feeling, fever, fury, intensity, joy. And I just stated the positive ones for passion since I feel passion is more of a positive feeling than a negative one. Now, I just stated what passion is to answer question number one, what is it? Now to answer question number two, who has it? Well, I believe the answer is everyone. Everyone, whether they know it or not. The reason I'm talking about passion is because of God. I'm a Christian. My faith has taught me to glorify God in everything. In my faith, everything I have, everything, is a gift of God to me. It's not just in the material things, but the passions He puts inside of us. Our special gifts, our talents, those things that make us who we are. In the Bible, the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 6 through 8, it says, since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy according to the proportion of his faith, if service in his serving, or he who teaches in his teaching, or he who exhorts in his exhortation, he who gives with liberality, is that how you say it? He who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Well, I looked in the mirror and had a long conversation with the guy on the other side and thought about what it is that drives me. I figured the ones that blurt out would be the ones that make my heart pump, so I wrote them down. I'll tell you them in exact order that I wrote them. Guns, helping people, security, compassion, tenderness, fairness, dedication. I stopped there because after dedication, I was starting to think about it. I just wanted the ones that blurted out. So here I am. I'm a Christian. The Bible is my teacher and guider through life. I have these passions, and they are given to me by God. He gives me the desires of my heart. What do I do with them? The answer is simple. The doing of it is not always so easy. What I'm supposed to do with these passions is to live them. Live them in such a way that God gets the glory for them. He allows me my gifts with one condition. Give Him the glory. Well, being who I am and what I believe, I want to tell you all now that any good thing of me you see is from Him. Any bad thing of me is rejection of Him or turning my back on Him. For the bad things, I am sorry. For the good things, thank you, Lord. Now, what if you don't believe like I do, or you have a different faith? Well, to that I say, who am I to judge or criticize? God bless America for your freedom to believe how you want. But if you don't believe what I believe, it doesn't mean that you should hide your passions. Do your passions. I only ask your passions are of good cheer, helpful, and pleasurable to others as well in your expression of them. We all have gifts. We all have positive gifts. Find them, develop them, share them. To you, ladies and gentlemen, my gift to you is that I am skilled at what I do, and I have been blessed to be able to convey them to others in such a way that those who I teach receive, learn, remember, and enjoy my instruction. I hope to someday teach all of you who I haven't taught yet and leave you with skills that will keep you safe. Until such a time, keep your powder dry and God bless. Now, Joel, let's go ahead and take a break, and we come back. I'm going to check and see if Master Cindy Key is in the house. And if she is, we'll get her on the air and we'll do some physical abuse to me for your benefit. So we'll see you on the other side.
I'm Jason Donalek from EBCO Development. For more than 25 years, you've been able to find EBCO Development in the phone book. How many other companies are still listed along with us? It's a good question. Check it out and see for yourself. So why take chances? EBCO Development has been there for you since 1984. Quality remodeling, new construction, roofing, and more. That's EBCO Development. Call us first at 254-697-2186. 697-2186.
Capellino, Dodd, Krebs Law Firm focuses on cases involving asbestos exposure, mesothelioma, birth trauma, defective products, and injury and death resulting from car and truck wrecks. Call the tough, experienced injury attorneys at Capellino, Dodd, Krebs Law Firm in Cameron. Call 888-MESO-FIRM or 254-697-4965.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. Central Texas Martial Arts of Rocktail offers martial arts classes Tuesdays and Thursdays between 5:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. in their 1,800 square foot facility, which is located in Rockdale at 973 Highway 77. Learn confidence and control with mind and body at the Central Texas Martial Arts Academy in Rockdale. Call or text Master Cindy Key at 254-721-2775 or just stop by. Central Texas Martial Arts Academy in Rockdale, 254-721-2775. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program, October 6, 2018. Master Cindy Key won't be able to make it in here because she was out competing, and I got a text from her. I wanted to read this before we play a repeat session of her. She couldn't make it, but she won Grand Champion in Kata last weekend, got a Living Legends Award from Sport Karate Museum, and today she found out she's listed in the sensational 700 Martial Artists book by Ted Gambardella. So that's a very impressive. Ladies and gentlemen, Master Cindy Key, I was under her instruction, and she's very good. She knows what she's doing. So if you have any thought about joining or, you know, getting some martial arts, Central Texas Martial Arts Academy in Rockdale, Master Cindy Key, she's got specials going on all the time, so you can give her a call, find out what's going on, and check it out. You know, it's a good thing to learn how to defend yourself if you don't have a weapon. you can use yourself as the weapon. So we're going to play a repeat. So congratulations to Master Cindy Key. Once again, she won Grand Champion in Kata last weekend and got Living Legends Award from Sport Karate Museum. And today she found out she was listed in the Sensational 700 Martial Arts book by Ted Gambardella. So let's play that repeat performance of Master Cindy Key beating me up. And we probably have a couple minutes left, and I'll come back and tell you some more dates.
But if he tries to kick me, he can be a lot further away. See, I can't really even do any. I can maybe kick him in the knee from here. So I have to either close the distance or I have to make distance to make him miss. And there's different ways to block depending on which kick he's going to do. If he comes in with a front kick, I've got him where he has his green no cut.
Yeah, I'm here. Screaming no cup big time here. She's got my leg holding her left arm. She's beating the crap out of me with her right. And I may be doing soprano in a minute. All right, so that was basically what, a front kick here?
It's a strong front kick, and I'm just going to come to the inside because I don't have a place to go there. So I would like to go to the outside, but...
You're going
to
like this video.
Sometimes you can't.
Easy now. That would hurt, man.
I have a groin strike. I have a knee strike. If he tries to do anything at all, I'm just going to start lifting, and I'm going to take out his other knee.
Yeah, I could lose my balance real easy. What about him coming? Let's see. What's another one, Ms. Key?
A roundhouse kick. A roundhouse kick, same thing. It's just basically the same thing. I'd come in, I'd sweep your leg. A side kick, I really do want to... Well, here he's. I'm gonna. The way he turned, I'm gonna stomp on his other knee, but I want to get to the back of him because I don't want this arm to come around and in contact.
Plus, I got my gun on that side too. If mm-hmm. I was desperate, I'd be doing something with it.
Right.
Okay. So that was side kick. What about a back kick?
A back kick is basically the same as a side kick. I just want to get you off balance, or I want to let you throw it. And then I'll come in here.
Explain it. That was good. I like that.
Okay, I backed up to get his distance. When he's stretched out, I just push down. I have a choice. Boom, I can stomp him here, or I can close and come in here. And all I'm doing is I'm controlling his hip right here.
What's neat about that one that I noticed is you're not prepared to go in a downward motion. You're kicking upward, and when she thrusted me down, wasn't expecting it, and I didn't resist it enough. So that was pretty good. All right, we got about room for one more. What else you got?
Let's see.
How about some knees kicks?
All right.
That's knee on knee. She won.
I'm just going to block. I'm going to block. I'm going to hit him on the inside of the knee. That's my first reaction is a turn. And we're gonna either go shin to shin or knee to knee.
Now, look, ladies and gentlemen, this is great stuff. She's got courses for all sorts of things. Ms. Key, why don't you tell everybody what you got, how to get a hold of you, and what you can set up for people?
Well, I still have my summer special going. It's $99 for 2 months, which is a pretty good deal. I always offer free classes because I do not want a student there that doesn't want to be there. I want somebody that wants to learn. Kids that like have a little attitude problem, I mean, they usually straighten out, and that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about somebody that just comes in, and they decide they hate it, and they don't want to come anymore. I don't want people
to tell them how they get a hold of you because we're almost off the air.
All right. So 254-721-2775. Have a safe, blessed day.
Awesome. Keep powder dry and God bless.
Directly concerning President.
Climate Control AC and Heating, located at 1244 West Highway 79 in Rockdale, runs a 24-hour service call weekends and holidays. They do duct cleaning at $40 per vent. They can service all brands of residential and commercial HVAC needs. So give them a call today at 512-446-4020.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cab Adventure Radio Program. We just got a couple minutes left of the show, and I wanted to go back over the dates that are coming up and what happens during the course of the month. Once again, the first Fridays of the month is two for night. So if you're looking to come on out and you want to bring a friend, your friend or whoever, the second person has free range time. Okay, that's the first Fridays of every month. The second Friday of the month, which is the next Friday coming up on the schedule here, is our round robin competition every month. And we have up for grabs this month is a Palmetto State Armory M4 carbine. And it's got green furniture on. It's real pretty. And if you go to my Facebook page, aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the Facebook page and scroll down a little bit. You'll see a video of me holding it. It's a real pretty gun. The one in the video there is not the actual one. That's my particular one. The one up for grabs does not have a rear sight, and it does not have a modified grip. It's got the standard grip to it. But anyway, it's a great competition to enhance your skills, to practice under pressure. We try to get as pressured as we can to enhance the learning abilities of it. So second Friday of every month. Third Friday is ladies' night. If you're a lady, you get free range time. Once again, today at 2 o'clock at Aaron's Gun Shop, I have a license to carry class. It's $60 for new people, $40 for refresher. And I got a couple spots open. Do not be late. Be there about 10 minutes to 2 so we can get you all signed in and ready to go, because I want to make sure we start the class promptly at 2. It's a 5.5-hour course, and it's a lot of good stuff. The October 27th, some people have been asking me, is it still available? The October 27th seminar for self-defense and home invasion is full. No more attendees will be accepted at this class, but if you get a group of 5 or more, we can set up a special class date for you. And also, again, I want to thank all my sponsors. Without you sponsors, I could not be on the air. And please, everybody, support the sponsors and support the show. Now, until next week, I want you to keep your powder dry, and God bless. Joel, take us out with some music, and we'll see you next week, everybody.